and this is All Things Considered on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Nick Delek now. That's the sound of sweet potatoes and caramelized onions in the frying pan at the Bella Grill in Matthews. It's just one restaurant participating in Charlotte's Black Restaurant Week, which gets underway this Sunday. The event is hosted by the Black Business Owners of Charlotte, or BBOC, and the organization's founder, Cathay Dawkins, stopped by our studios to talk about the event and why it was created.
BBOC founded Charlotte Black Restaurant Week to provide an opportunity for Charlottians to learn Black culture and patronize Black restaurants. We noticed that there were a lot of Black restaurants that were shutting down, closing their doors. And when we meet people in Charlotte, they are not familiar with Black-owned restaurants. And, you know, you have some of the popular ones like Mertz, but then there are some of the mom-and-pop Black-owned restaurants that people just don't know about. So we wanted to provide an opportunity for those restaurants to get patronized, and even the ones that's popular to get patronized, and the community to come out and support restaurants.
And I believe your website published an article a few weeks ago contending that there are some people questioning why there's a need to use the word Black for your events, that it might seem exclusionary.
And that's actually one of the things that's been polarizing in a negative and positive way for Charlotte Black Restaurant and Black Food Truck Fridays, another event that we do. And we want the community to see the word Black is not something that should be polarizing. It should be something that's familiar. It's something that no matter where you're from in African-American or African culture, that you all can relate to the word Black. It's no different from an Indian festival, from a LGBT festival, from an Irish festival. And so I just want the community to realize it's not segregation. It's actually showing you that we exist and we want everyone to come out and support.
Mm-hmm. So this is the second year of Black Restaurant Week in Charlotte. Last year, you guys had about 21 participating restaurants, everything from soul food to Caribbean. There's a considerable amount of press coverage that you guys had garnered. This year, it seems like you guys are having maybe a little bit more difficulty getting restaurants roped in.
Yeah, so this year, unfortunately, we are having difficulties. Up to 5 restaurants have closed that were on the list last year, and other restaurants have closed. And then there is just restaurants wanting to understand that, you know, this is not something that is just for Black people. They want to make sure that. So once we explain to restaurants that this is open to everybody, and then we get the restaurants from last year to come in and explain it to those restaurant owners that are new or on the fence, we see that they are coming and showing their support. Right now, we have not released who's going to be on the list, but as of Sunday, we're going to have a reveal party, and everyone's going to be able to see who's on the list, and then it'll be available on our website, charlotteblackrestaurantweek.com.
Okay, you mentioned the reveal party happening on Sunday. What are some of the other events that are planned for the week?
Yeah, so one of the events that we're doing is on Sunday. It's a kickoff event, the reveal party, and that's going to be at Factory Cafe and North Carolina Music Factory. And then on Friday, we have our most popular event, which is called Black Food Truck Fridays. It's going to be uptown at Stonewall and Levine, right in front of the Gant Center. And we have 2 other events that we're doing. On Saturday, we're having a dinner party. We're calling it the Dining Experience Harlem Renaissance Style. And then on Sunday, we're going to do, it's called 2 Fish, 5 Loaves. It's actually an event that is held on my grandma's birthday. My grandma is the reason why I created Charlotte Black Restaurant Week. On that day, we're going to feed the community. And so we have our partners volunteer to serve. And we're going to feed up to 1,000 Charlottians on Sunday.
Is your grandmother going to be there?
Actually, unfortunately, my grandma passed in 2016.
So
that's actually good to know. That was the whole reason for me doing Charlotte Black Restaurant Week. She cooked, she sang. And so I wanted to bring all those things that were familiar into this event so I could always honor her. It would always be around her birthday. And that was not planned. I was just thinking of her when I started it, and it just so happened to be around her birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so let's talk about the food, which I'm amazed we haven't gotten to. What are you most looking forward to tasting this coming week?
So I'm really into seafood. I was vegetarian for a while, so I kind of, Charlotte Bay Restaurant, we kind of forced me to taste a lot of different things because I wanted to be familiar with different foods. And so Cuzzo's Cuisines is like one of my favorite places to go to, mix like seafood mixed with Southern style.
So you're looking forward to some seafood.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to seafood.
That's Cathay Dawkins, the founder of the Black Business Owners of Charlotte. The organization's second annual Black Restaurant Week gets going this Sunday. Cathay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Nick.
And we'll have more details about the week's events online at WFAE.com. www.sweetpotatoes.org.